And I thought because this was headquarters, I need to introduce you further into your abilities as a believer. There are certain things you have to know. There's certain, because you're a Christian, and no matter how long you've been in church, to function in the supernatural, there are certain things you have to know. There's a certain mode of operation that is so important in the spirit world. How many of y'all in for training? You always must be a student in the spirit world because you never reach the peak. It's always advancing, achieving, expanding, enlarging. It's constantly in the spirit realm. I want you to, for a few moments, to prepare ourselves. There's a certain prayer I pray on a consistent basis about divine alignment. Divine. Now, if you ever get your will aligned with the will of God, you talk about some blessing. Divine, knowing how to divinely align in the spirit. Very important. Are you listening to me? Divine. Say divine alignment. Okay, so now that's a spiritual term. And so here's one line I'm going to give you. If you want to sit down, go ahead and sit down. I don't know what I'm doing here. We haven't started, and people are back praying. I don't know what, I'm just going to do what I best I can. But I know one thing. I know one thing. The blessing that you're standing for, the prayer that you're praying, if you can ever divinely align with him in it, you got it. Solved. You follow me? So divine alignment is not a household word. It's not a Christian term you're going to hear Sunday after Sunday or church after church. It's a realm that can cause sign, wonders, and miracles to happen in your personal life.
Yes, sir.
If you ever get aligned properly. So here's a statement I want to make to you, and I want you to pray about. I don't know whether to pray in the spirit. You get visitors. You know, it may not be filled with the Holy Ghost. But he says, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for divine alignment in the spirit. Write that down. Divine alignment in the spirit. Thank you so much for divine alignment in the spirit. So if you're out of line, if you're not lining up, the blessing gonna pass you up. Okay. Now, when you talk about divine alignment, you're talking about a alignment in the spirit with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of God. Anybody listening to me?
Yes,
sir. See, it's a divine alignment. Now, when a car is out of line, a car, it jump all over the road. How many of y'all ever drove one of them? Man, trying to hold that thing, the wheel shaking. Well, that's the way life is. When you're not aligned with the Spirit, you're going some places, but you have a shaky ride.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And when you get in divine alignment, I remember those old cars. We got enough money to get them in alignment, take them, get them alignment. It drives smooth. The wheel don't shake no more, and you're not pulling from, try to keep it on the side, on your side of the road, because it's pulling, because it's not in alignment. Well, life is like that in the spirit, if you don't understand that you need to be in divine alignment with the spirit, especially if something's going to happen out the ordinary. Now, both supernatural victory Sundays that I did, the manifestation was large group of people at the altar. In Richmond, Virginia, it was over 150 at the altar. And then in Baton Rouge, I don't know what it was. Some of y'all was there, but it just filled the altar completely. It was a confirmation. One of the greatest supernatural moves that could be made, people giving their life to Christ. All right? All right, so now, the next thing you have to do if you're going to, it says, I declare that I'm vertically and horizontally line up with the will of God. The will of God is the next thing. If you want to get any shaky stuff out of your life and you want God to move supernaturally, look for his will. Who is that? Ephesians 5:17. It's talked about understanding what the will of the Lord is. And then it says God is at work in me to do his will and of his good pleasure. But you want to be horizontally and vertically in alignment with God's will. Okay? Okay, this pre-church. Because I just don't have it. And then the blood of the everlasting covenant of Jesus Christ covers me. Very important. The blood of the everlasting covenant of Jesus Christ covers me. Say it. Now, what do you know tonight? Now, I've talked about many things, but I've told you specifically three things. Yes, sir. In alignment with the Spirit, right? Yes, and number two, in alignment with the will of God. Yes, sir. And number three, this is a blood meeting. You talk about supernatural, you got to talk about blood. You got to know that Jesus is the one that makes things in the spirit realm possible. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen? Amen? All right. Now, y'all come on in, remember, I don't know what I'm doing. Just hang on. All right. The next thing is, but I know something can happen in here. The blood of the everlasting covenant of Jesus Christ covers me. It has made me perfect in every good work. Now you got Hebrews 13:21 there, which is a good one, a good scripture to have. All right, here's another aspect to function in the supernatural properly. I'm standing on the foundation of Christ. Amen. No doubt. Yeah, amen. You heard what I said? Yes, I'm laying for myself a good foundation for the future that I may have eternal life. But in order to function to build a house, a supernatural house, you're going to have a supernatural foundation. And the only supernatural foundation there is Jesus Christ. Okay? See, this, let me say it this way. This supernatural stuff is not unreal. But because of church settling, it has been church as usual. Now, mark me, members and visitors, God always want to do something fresh for you. How many receive it? Let me see your hand. How many of y'all want God to do something fresh for you this morning? See, yeah, his freshness never runs out. What'd I say? Nobody in here likes stale food. Vegetables that have been picked 7 weeks ago and they put it on your table. It died. So most church members are walking in death. Because not to walk in death, it has to be fresh. You hear me? See, in the supernatural, there's no formula. No set pattern. I'm going to say something about God you don't know about him. God's sneaky. He'll sneak up on you and heal you. Yeah. Yeah, I bet you never heard that about God. But God, I never heard it either, but I just heard it just now. God's sneaky. He'll sneak up on you and bless you. And you'll go back to deal with the problem. And the problem is gone. See, you can't work with God with your normal prayer. And your normal Bible reading. All that's good, but he's bigger than that. You have to, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Listen, this is very important.
Yes, sir.
You have to always be expecting God to function different. If, make a note of this, if you tied up in the system, you'll never see the supernatural. The system functions by committees, not commitment. They already have decided what they're going to have and what they're going to do. You know what it is? Struggle. As a believer, you have no right to be struggling. It is wrong to the blood. It's wrong to the cross. It's wrong to your seated position. It's wrong to heaven. It's wrong to the kingdom. It's wrong to your king. You know God love you. Answer me. You know God love you. The reason I'm talking with you, the thing that God want to bring forth today, they're going to start singing and we're going to come and I don't know how it's going. Because I'll break in a minute. If you expect church as usual, you're going to get run over. Or you're going to get left. See, that's why stubbornness cannot flow in the spirit. Stubborn people who have their own idea, God can't even tap them on the shoulder and say, look, I'm about to do something different. Stubborn people tell God how he's going to act. And so there's no excitement. You follow? Follow me? Who won't? I've been to church. What big deal is that? I'm always at church. What big deal is that? I will not be pulled to and fro because I'm maturing daily in the things of God. Ephesians 4:14. Watch his next statement. I live in the rhema. I live in the rhema. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Act what you will. And boy, when you're living in the rhema, you just ask. Actually make a demand upon what is rightfully yours. And God say, I'll see to it that you have it. This pre-church. I'm tired being bound by rules and regulation and the same old, and not getting a breakthrough I know I should have. I saw it in the Word, but don't seem like I can get to it. I live in a rhema. A rhema word is a live word from God to you for your situation. And it is activating signs, wonders, and miracles around me on normal basis. I'm almost through, then we're going to start singing. Surely goodness and mercy have my back all the days of my life. Wow. Psalm 23:6. Because, now listen very carefully because it's going to sound like an elementary statement. But I want you to hear the statement because that's the only way you're going to be able to hear what I'm saying in the message this morning. Because I have divine sonship. Now that don't, divine sonship. That's not too deep. Yeah, that's deep as you can get. Divine sonship. That means I can function in divinity. That means, let me say something to help you. That means I'm a doctor in the spirit. Divine sonship. Say it. I will abide on the course of the Lord and not be led astray. That was a big victory run at Zig, Z-I-Z. I stand at the accent of Zig. This is my season and my place of blossom. How many of y'all believe this is your season, your place of blossom? Watch this. I am under the divine alignment of the heavenlies. In other words, I'm in tune with the infinite. I'm in tune with unlimitlessness. I'm in tune with miracle. That's one thing I want to get to before I quit. Choir, y'all come on up. Y'all know he got three heavens, right?
That's right.
Watch this now. Yes, somebody, miracle come right now, what I'm about to say. Here come your miracle. You listening?
Yeah.
All connection to the second heaven are dismantled.
Yeah.
That's what them demons at. All connection to the second heaven are dismantled. Every prince or ruling operating against my destiny is dethroned. No weapon formed
against me
will prosper. That's one I'm looking for now. Close when I get to that one, because I need for you to here it is. I'm gonna skip to this one. Then I want y'all to start singing. Children, open the service. I thank you for enlarging my course. Now watch this one. Very important, because Christians have soul problems. Their mind, their imagination, their feeling, their conscience, and what the Holy Spirit said to their spirit can't get to their body or can't get to their manifestation because their soul is out of alignment. So he says, keep me from evil so that my spirit will not be grieved or my soul pushed out of alignment. So when you're here, not only your spirit, your mind need to be focused. You got to shut everything else down so you can focus on God, that you and God's mind come in agreement. Now, let me say this in closing. I'm going to go in the back and they're going to start saying, I'll be back. No one in here or by the three mode of contact we're making around the world should leave without their answer today.
Yes, sir.
We serve an intelligent God.
Yes, sir.
And he knows everything. He's omniscient.
Yes.
So he knows every individual, one by one here, and knows exactly what you stand in the need for. Then he's omnipotent.
Uh-huh.
He can, all powerful.
Yes.
He can make it happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then he's omnipresent, so he can go get what you need and bring it back to you. So what I need here this morning, I need participation,
yes,
expectation,
yes,
for a visitation,
yes,
from heaven like you never,
yes,
seen,
hey,
before. Lift your hand and praise God. Write this down. Coming into alignment with the supernatural God that lives in me. Quickly, the Holy Spirit run reference. I have notes, but quickly run reference to a verse that bespeak this also. I have two other verses I want to read, but the other verse in Romans 4:21. Romans 4:21. If I'm hitting it right, he says, I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised, he's also able to perform. I need three amens on that.
Amen. Amen.
All right. You have to know that he is able to produce whatever this book says.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful for that?
Yes, sir.
But we have to come to grip with that by faith.
Right.
by faith, because naturally, intellectually, you will not be able to grasp such a vast statement. So there's a persuasion that must take place in your heart that God's word will not return to him void, that it will accomplish whatever he sent it out to do and prosper therein too, in Isaiah 55:11. Now, to come in alignment with the supernatural God that lives in me, I want to open up with two or three scriptures to align you and God up together. And then I want it revealed to the enemy that he cannot stop you from being, having, and doing anything God said. Being, having, and doing. There's no way, listen to my sister and brother, there's no way, my goodness, my tongue getting tired. There's no way the enemy can stop you. So here's a charging scripture here in the Epistle of John. Turn to the Epistle of John. Not John Gospel now, I say the Epistle. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. I got to be real accurate here. I got to be real acclimated to the Holy Ghost, because I don't know exactly what he's going to do in here this morning. But I do expect him to do something. And I know whatever he does, he's going to be good. Now, I want you to relate to this verse. I want you to see what he's saying here. Ye are of God. That means that you have a connection. Right? Now, he's going to tell you where the connection is. Says, you have God, little children? And did what? Have what? Them what? Overcome them what? Overcome them what? You said whatever. You said whatever? That's a good answer. So that means you have the ability in you to overcome whatever. Why are you putting up with it? Why you been praying about it for 16 months? Listen. You have God, little children, and have overcome them. Have overcome them. Have overcome them. Have overcome them. Satan don't want you to know that. But you have in every area of your life, because of your sonship and your connection, anything come after you, circumstance, situation, come in your life, you have already overcome it. Now, I tell you why. I want you to read this together with me, starting at because. Ready? Read that again. Now, the reason we don't call it Supernatural Warfare Sunday, because we've been warfaring for the last 90 years. The war has been won. And not even the battle is yours, according to Scripture. Not only the war not yours, the war already been won, but the battles that come up, they are not yours also. Now, the next scripture, and then I'm going to give you some seals of expectation, what's supposed to happen to you this morning. I'm going to try to stay there a little while, then I'm going to go into this morning message. You need to know, turn to First Chronicle. You need to know who up in there. Who in you? What is his ability? What can he make happen? All right? The Bible said, you have overcome them, little children. And the Bible said, great is he that is in you, right? Yes. Then he that where? All right, I want you to remember that. Now, let's see how great he is. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. Lord, all that up in you. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Yeah. Underline greatness. Say greatness.
Greatness.
And you could say greatest if you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the power. Underline power. And what else? What glory mean? You're a pretty good student. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Now watch what he say he owns. Bring us to three worlds. For all that is in the heaven, number one, and the earth, number two, is thine. Now here's another word coming to. Thine is the kingdom. So heaven, earth, and kingdom belong to the one, the greater one, who live inside of us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Heaven belong to him. Earth belong to him. You know Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. Heaven belong to him. The earth belong to him. The kingdom belong to him. He's the greatest. Let you know you ain't got no worm living on the inside of you. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. That's powerful.
Yes,
sir. Let me give you a few things to expect. Then I'll take about 20, 25 minutes to give you some things beyond the expectation. But I want you to know what God wants to happen to you this morning when he say you align, come in alignment with the supernatural God and the supernatural power of God that's on the inside of you. The supernatural power of God, and that's the ability to do anything.
Yes.
Is crying out in you as a believer, let me out of here. Let me expand your life. Let me make your life unbelievable. Your wildest dream. But we have to let him out. How you let him out? By faith. You have to let him out by truth overruling facts. Write it down. Facts does not have the last word. Truth has the last word. I want to see you with this. I want you to see this. I'm giving you the power to create evidence in the earth realm of who I am. Now listen to me. This is going to change your life. What the Holy Spirit is about to say. Your life, God says, your life is my evidence. that I am who I say I am. I want some evidence in your life that all men may know that I am your God. Everybody say evidence. I must have some unpredictable evidence. I must have some unexplainable evidence in my life to glorify God. I must have things in my life I couldn't put in my life myself. I must do things. I must be. I must have things this world can't explain. It will realize it came by my connection, my covenant, my covering. I cannot afford to live a normal life. Say it. The God in me is too great for that. All normal living, leave your life today. You notice I said that with conviction. You notice that, right? In everyday vernacular, there's absolutely nothing normal about God. He's extraordinary. He's extravagant. He crossed every line this world draw. God, you don't draw no line for me. That's why, you listening? You will never be boxed in another day in your life. Every line the devil draw from you from this day forward will be promotion. Whatever you up against now, after this Sunday morning, whatever you up against now will cause promotion in your life. God, permit things and people to come against you because he's ready to take them out. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. That ain't just talking about preachers. That's talking about his children. If a person anointed, don't touch him. Not wrong. God permit cases to come in your life to give him a chance to solve the puzzle.
Oh, sir.
There's nothing you have done wrong. He want to use you to show himself strong. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro up down the earth, looking for someone whose heart is perfect toward him, that he may what? How long ago they took your gallbladder out?
15 years ago.
And the doctor said, back in there, right?
Yep.
You got the paper, right? Took her gallbladder out 15 years ago, and now she have a doctor document that there's a new gallbladder, a new gallbladder is in her body. Get a paper. The doctor here. Not only the patient and the gallbladder here, but the doctor here. Evidence. He's a supernatural God. Evidence. I had a heart bypass, no, never was cut.
Come on, Dad.
The Holy Ghost went there and put another van and run it to where it was supposed to go. I got evidence in my house. Just like she got it, I got evidence. Sit down so you can write. I'm sealing, just seal. I might not get enough phone to seal this morning. So I won't read this one again. I'm giving you the power to create evidence. That's evidence right there. That gallbladder, 15-year absent gallbladder and come back. That's evidence. A heart bypass standing up here preaching to you. No cut, no blood. Just went on. God went in and did it. Oh, this one was one of the stop functioning of the supernatural, and your gift and your talent God have given you is not rising like it should rise because of this one. Stop living below your ability to please the people around you who will never taste my real power because they won't let me fully reveal myself. Well, I'm going to say that again. Stop living below your ability to please the people around you who will never taste my real power because they won't let me fully reveal myself. I'm going to give you one or two more, then I'm going to go to dealing with the message here this morning. The call today, you listening to me? You listening? Is the beginning of an astonishing life of miracles, signs, and wonders. It is, say it,
it is mine.
I have it now.
Hold on.
You are in for a ride that you have never seen before. Everybody in the sound of my voice. Listen, look at that again. Look at that again. No, this is an announcement from heaven. This is what God is saying is about to transpire in your life. You got to believe it and receive it. Look what he said. The call today is the beginning of astonishing life of miracle and signs and wonders. It is mine. I have it now. Hold on. You are in for a ride. Y'all better shout up in here. Tell somebody next to you, I'm in for a ride. Listen to me. Every beast in your life is about to be run over. Every bluff in your life is about to be taken out. Every barricade that's been set in your life, they are about to be moved. Y'all ain't hollering loud enough. Y'all not making enough noise. When I say something supernatural, I need a supernatural holler. We. Come on, man, that's how you are. What do you say? Higher, 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 higher. I'm about to take you higher, higher, higher. Oh, higher, higher. Oh. Everybody in the sound of my voice, go higher. Oh, your blessing about to rise higher. Higher, 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 higher. Woo! You about to go to blessing you never seen before. Because today is the day that the Lord will show himself strong. He needs somebody to yield to his strongness. Look at your neighbor and tell them, ha, 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 ha. Shout, for the Lord has given you the victory. Shout, for the Lord has given us the victory. Shout like you're saved. Shout like you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Shout like you got the Word of God on the inside of you. Shout like the Spirit of God is leading you. Shout like you're not planning on losing not another battle. Shout. This is the day of victory. Victory has come. This is the day of victory. Supernatural victory. Come to the people of God. All sickness, all disease, all lack, all limitation, move out of my way. All discouragement, all disappointment, all distress, move out of my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put on your seatbelt. Buckle your seatbelt. Turbulence about to come. And the turbulence won't be for you. It'll be for the devil and his demon, because God is about to show you some things now. I'm going to say this. I don't know if y'all going to believe this. You hearing it?
Yes, sir.
Every problem is leaving your house right now. That's what I heard. Every problem you ever had in your home is leaving right now. I wish somebody shout up in here. Life by force today. Hey, God, call Sheila and tell her to turn this thing on. Hey, where's Sheila's daughter at? She got it on? Is she watching it? Make sure she's watching it. Tell her to turn it on. Call somebody and tell them to turn it on. Tell them to turn it on. You better turn it on. Tell them how to turn it on. Tell them the glory about to fall. Next 15 minutes, the glory gonna fall. Tell them, call anybody you know staying home. Tell them, turn it on quickly. God always uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things that permit their lives to give him the glory. God is looking for someone who don't know what to do. That's all I am. That's all I am. Travel all over the world in my own jet, my force jet. I've owned six RVs. I preach, can't preach, I preach Madison Square Garden. I told a lady, I said, don't put your hand on me. They was running up there putting money. That woman said, I'm going to put this money somewhere. You're going to get this money. And she put it in my coat pocket. She put her hand on me anyway. Listen, this is very important what I'm about to say to Boyd. Every time you use the word, I am, you are using the name of God. By faith, it must come to pass. If you believe it and have it in alignment with his word. Every time you use the word, whatever come after that, I am healed. I am blessed. I am happy. I am victorious. It got to come to pass because I am is God's name. Listen to this. I am out of this mess. Got to come to pass. The Holy Spirit is ready to show you all the ways of God, all the things God wants to do through you and for you. Rejoice. For your life will never be a same again. I'm going to give this one more, then I want you to sit down. I'm going to work on something. I have an affirmation we're going to say when I finish. Here's another one. Permit your life. You listening, young man? Permit your life to attract the supernatural. When you do that, its power will attack all limitation. And the world will have a visitation that cannot be denied. Many will receive the invitation for a powerful ride of manifestations and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. How many received that? All right, sit down. Let me teach you a little bit now. But let's see. I've been going about a half hour. All right. Now, if you want to come in alignment with the supernatural God that live in you, I'm going to give you a statement, another statement that'll put you in that alignment. All right? You know we got 1 John 4:4, right? We read it. And then it give a description of who live in you. He's the greatest. He's the power. He's the glory. He's the victory. He's the majesty. Then he told us 3 worlds he owned. Heaven. Boy, that's good enough right there. Earth and the kingdom belong to him. You with me now? All right, now listen. Listen. Listen to what I'm saying. If you're going to function in the supernatural, there's something you have to do. You want miracle signs and wonders. What happened apostolically, the church have been stunned with just singing a few songs, reading the scripture, and the preacher preaching the outline, but not much happened. So the world has lost respect for the church. You know why? The church, I told those preachers, that government money and all that stuff, don't turn God half over to the government. You saying God can't do it. They tell you what to name the church. You got to name it, now you got to name it something like this. What about God's name? I told them, we can't compromise. So in order for you to function in this supernaturalness, you have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Yes, sir. What I say? Yes, sir. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God. I said cooperate.
Cooperate.
For unusual manifestation and demonstration in your life. I'm tired of talking to usual Christian. Y'all got the same thing. Will you pray for me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me how much the Lord have blessed you, child. But you see, it's not your fault. They call that a pulpit? That's the fault. The apostolic arrangement, the prophetical arrangement with the pastor, the evangelist, and the teacher has been stolen from the church. And so therefore that pioneering spirit, that apostle will go in new territory, trusting God, that pastor not going there. So what has to happen for us to have our full benefit, these office must function right. The church ready.
Come on.
They had believers been ready for hundreds of years. Yes, believers are go if they hear the truth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely right.
I could go there, but I'm not going to go there. You know, because it's hard to get these guys to understand it's not taking nothing from you to accept what God is doing.
Amen.
Everybody won't be equal. You equal in person, but you're not equal in rank.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Wow. And so we must accept one another.
Yes, sir.
When you see a gift, jump on it.
Yes,
start unwrapping the doggone gift. God send you a gift, start unwrapping it.
Yes.
All right, let me give you the whole thing. You have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God for unusual manifestations and demonstration in your life, so you can represent the kingdom properly. So the church is going to have to start representing the kingdom properly. Now, there are three things. All right, I hear you. Turn to Ephesians 1. There are three things that has to happen for the church to represent the kingdom properly. The spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge, enlightenment going to have to come. Wisdom going to have to come from God.
Right.
Not out of a psychology book, from God. Look, because these three things are so important. Look at these three things here in Ephesians 1. You there?
Yes.
Ephesians 1. You know, after Paul, I saw this, after Paul revealed something, he said, man, I better pray for these people so they can catch on. I feel the same way this morning.
Amen.
I better stop and pray for y'all. Ephesians 1, y'all getting it. See, after Ephesians 1, 3, Ephesians 1, 3 is a wrap.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It means everything you see in that Bible belongs to you.
That's right.
And you can have it now.
Yes, sir.
Now, all we have is tradition and religious blockers. We have to know how to get over that. But he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. It's a wrap deal.
Thank you, Lord.
So everything the Bible promised here is wrapped. It's already yours.
Thank you, Lord.
We're so busy trying to get. We don't know we have the ability just to take.
Thank you, Lord.
Kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violent take it by force because they know they have a right to it. All right?
Yes, sir.
So now, after saying that, Paul said some other things. Paul said, I better pray for him. So look at the 17th verse, because I'm going to show you these three things before I go to the next. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, you with me?
Yes, sir.
May give unto you what? And what?
And revelation.
The spirit of wisdom.
Right.
All right. What did he say next?
And revelation in the knowledge of him.
All right, what the next verse say?
The eyes of understanding being enlightened.
What?
Yes, sir. Understanding being enlightened.
What kind of understanding? What kind of understanding?
Spiritual.
How to drive your car?
No.
There's another understanding.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
That understand everything.
Yeah.
Listen to me. And that understanding everything belong to you, because greater is he that is in you than he in the world. He's there to give you understanding that bypass Satan, this system, and everything else, that you can live above standard. Can I get an amen on that?
That's right. Amen.
You have no business claiming God's name, living a normal life.
Lord Jesus.
Your life should tilt people's mind. When they see how much God hand on you and how much God is blessing you, it should make them think about the God you serve.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I got to hurry, man. Listen. It's conducive in here for something to happen. When my pilot put the jet on the runway, they rib it up, and she starts shaking a little bit. That's what's going on in here right now. When it starts shaking like that, I know we're about to take off. And fly over the clouds. That what is disturbing you mean you flying too low. And today, we're going to pull the throttle back. How many are ready to pull the throttle back? And fly high. Like the eagle. Come on, let's get ready to pull it back. I submit to you, when we pull this thing back, your life will not be on the same level. Everybody heard me?
Yes,
yeah. How many of y'all got faith?
Yes.
When we pull it back, Gene, wisdom and favor gonna wrap around you. Favor with God and men. Surpassing blessings are about to happen in here right now. This is, my sisters and brothers, a demonstration of the Spirit. You have to follow the Holy Ghost and do, preachers, listen to me, whatever he tells you to do. Right now, everybody about to get wrapped with special wisdom and special favor. You're holding it in your arm right now. And when I tell you pull it, every wall of Jericho gonna fall down. Every Red Sea gonna open up. Every lion gonna bow his knees. Every Goliath gonna fall. Every financial deficit gonna leave your life forever. You got to believe it.
I believe it.
Normal living is over. I'm glad you're here today. You're holding in your hand right now everlasting wisdom and everlasting favor who comes from the everlasting God who can't lie. If he said it, he'll make it good and nobody can stop him. Oh. This is the supernatural he's gonna drop off today. Don't pull it till I tell you. If your right arm get tired, put your left arm up. That's all right. But when you pull, I want you to cut up like it's already happened.
One. One. One, 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 one. One. No, I'm not playing. I'm trying to fall. I'm trying to fall. I'm trying to fall. I'm trying to follow the Holy Ghost. I'm not playing. I'm trying to follow the Holy Ghost. No.
Yes, Lord.
Every unsolved thing in your life, when you pull, it will be solved. Supernaturally. Every leak in your life will be fixed today. This supernatural fixture, son, isn't it? We about to see some stuff now, boy. New organs about to be placed in your body. New readings. New levels. This supernatural, son. The scripture, you have overcome them little children. For great is he that is in you than he that is in the world is about to come alive. His greatness,
his greatness,
his power,
his power,
his glory,
his glory,
his victory,
his victory,
and his majesty,
and his majesty
about to come alive.
To come alive.
You will never be the same.
I'll never, never be the same. Glory.
Tell the person next to you, I'm pulling for you too.
Glory to God.
Oh, I got to find a jumping off place here.
Watch out there.
Something about to happen in Darrell that never happened before. That's gonna go all over the world. Something about to happen. I'm trusting my God that he told me to do this. I'm trusting things to happen immediately, instantly, straightway. When you pull that arm back. Tell that goodbye. Yeah, tell sickness and disease goodbye. Every confusion and disorder that is in your home, tell it goodbye. Marriage is going to be tighter than they ever been before. Sweeter than whoever need to repent, going to repent, going to get it right, and you're going to be on a honeymoon the rest of your life. Every husband gonna be found.
Yes.
Every wife gonna be found.
Yes.
We'll pull today. The real one. The one God wants you to have.
Yes.
This is supernatural, I tell you. Off of John's grandchild and off of my grandchild, I call it off their bodies now. When we pull, the Holy Ghost gonna do something. All disabilities and all wheelchair cases and anybody paralyzed, I call paralysis off of Marie's body. When I pull, it come off her body. She shall walk again. Call and tell her I'll pull it off of this morning. When the supernatural's flowing, glory to God. What you need to happen? What you need to happen? My right arm getting tired. I'll put up my left arm. What you need to happen? You can do it. You can switch arm. Don't care what arm. It's going on. We're on this morning. What you need? Now, I want you to think about what you need to happen. Ready? Now, you got to shout. Now dance a little bit.
Yes.
Run down the aisle.
Yes.
Run up, run back. Oh, Jesus. I ain't bargaining for all this, God. You good God Almighty. I prayed and told you I'll do whatever you tell me to do. You ready? You remember some of the things I say gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
Pull it! Pull it! Pull it! Pull it! Pull that thing, boy! Tell you, it's happening right now. Woo! Rejoice! Rejoice! Oh! Rejoice! Rejoice! It has come. Rejoice! 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 For the day has come.
have no doubt that the gospel of the kingdom have been preached. It's decision time.